Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app. Go to the Apple and Google stores and download our app and take Devil Radio with you wherever you go, 24-7, listen to your favorite shows. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. Our listeners are the ones who asked us to put the link up there. You know that there are more than 80 broadcasts, right-wing broadcasts, going out in Wisconsin every day, attacking our democracy, supporting the big lie, supporting Trump. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice standing up to this. So click on it and see how you can support Devil Radio. Much appreciated. Much appreciated. Well, I'll tell you what. I will tell you what. A couple of things. This is sort of unbelievable in my view. Unbelievable. I'm going to give you two examples of the strange, twisted depravity of the right wing. One in Canada and one here. One in Canada, one here. In Canada, some anti-vaxxers have boycotted a company called Chapman's Ice Cream. Chapman's Ice Cream, the biggest ice cream company in Canada. Why are they doing it? They're doing it because Chapman's is raising the wages of vaccinated workers and beginning mandatory testing. Now, this is with the Omicron variant coming out. And Chapman's is not being punitive to people who are anti-vaxxers or aren't vaccinated. They're simply saying, okay, well, you're going to have to test. And then if you have COVID, you can't come to work until you can show you're over it. That's pretty reasonable to me. That's pretty reasonable to me. There were the meatpacking plants in South Dakota, remember, where people are standing about a foot apart. They didn't have masks. A lot of them died. Executives in some of these meat companies were taking bets on how many would die. That should have been given to a DA for prosecution, in my view. Canada is simply saying test, and then if you have COVID, please don't come to work till you're cured. And by the way, to incentivize you to get vaccinated, we are going to raise wages, you know, slightly, not by a massive amount, but a good wage for vaccinated people as an incentive. We're not punishing you, we're rewarding them. And for that, they're facing a nationwide boycott. You know, I have a theory, and I saw this over the weekend in an article, but I think this makes some sense. Here's the question. Why do you think so many people are not getting vaccinated despite all of the data that are coming out in the news, of the bad things that happens, that you can be on a ventilator, an ECMO machine, and you can die? Why are they not getting vaccinated? And here's a theory. And I thought about this, but this crystallized it for me. 25% of people have a fear of needles, 25%. Some of them, it's a slight fear of needles. Some it's pathological. I mean, you almost have to anesthetize them to have an injection. I myself am not crazy about injections, but you go in and the people that give them to you are pretty good. They pinch your skin, they pinch it. And with I've had now two Pfizer and then a Pfizer booster, three shots. And the last couple, I said, when are you going to do it? They said, we just did it. It was pretty good. But the problem is that the video that everybody uses on every channel is always somebody sitting there and somebody sticking a needle in their arm. It looks, you know, I don't like it, quite frankly. And a lot of them are not doing it in the way you should do it, which is you do it quick, suddenly in and out. Some just slowly stick it in. They're not pinching the skin. They're not doing a lot of stuff. And the theory is that a significant percentage of people, maybe not all 25%, say, you know, I just can't take a needle. And until they invent a pill, I'm not doing it. It's not that they're anti-vaxxers, they're anti-needles. I have an idea. The people in the media, some of whom I represented news organizations for 40 years in practice. I stand with them in everything, and I'll also make a gentle request It's a very trite, stupid video that I know you need to show more than a talking head. I know that. Find something else. It's not hard to do. Find something else. Show Minnie Mouse sort of injecting Goofy with a plastic something or other where you don't see his arm or something. Do something. Be creative. The more you terrify 25% of our populace with a needle going in an arm, it's so trite. I look at it. Come on. Come on. I get it. But I think that is a big part of it. But of all the stupid things in Canada, to boycott Chapman's ice cream simply for giving mandatory testing and then saying, please don't come to work if you have COVID, and giving you extra wages if you're vaccinated, is sick. That's very, very sick. And that kind of thing is happening in the United States. The other unbelievable thing to me, and you're going to find this hard to believe, the Alabama Attorney General, a guy named Steve Marshall, who's bad news, he's a Republican, is about to impose a $25,000 fine on Montgomery, Alabama. That's the state capital of Alabama. Now, you may say, well, it's not a lot of money. Who the hell is he to fine his state capital? It'd be sort of like back when you had a Republican attorney general here like Schimmel, or you had Walker saying, I'm going to fine Madison. Are you kidding me? Why is he fining Montgomery? Because Montgomery has a big statue of Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy. He was a very bad man. He really was. And they've decided to remove it, not bust it, not take it down, but remove it somewhere, put it in a museum somewhere, and put up a statue of Fred Gray. Who's Fred Gray? Fred Gray was a civil rights lawyer. He was Rosa Parks' lawyer. She was arrested for being on the bus and not giving up her seat to a white guy. He represented her. Martin Luther King said he was the lawyer for the protest movement. He was Martin Luther King's lawyer. You all think of Thurgood Marshall? Yeah, he was great. Brown versus Board of Education. But when it came down to the weeds, and when it came down to fighting in the trenches, it was Fred Gray. I think Fred Gray's statue should, nobody in Montgomery asked me, but they apparently think it should be Fred Gray and not Jefferson Davis. And the Alabama Attorney General said, if you do that, all right, I'm fining you $25,000. $25,000, why? Because the legislature passed a bill that said it's illegal to pull down a statue that's more than 40 years old. 40 years old. That would go back to 1981. Okay, you think there were some statues before then that were statues of slave owners or fought? You think? Isn't that pathetic? Isn't that pathetic? Hope it doesn't stand up in court. There's none to protect Confederate statues. Going to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, I'm sure you've already spoken to these kooks in the far right that are blaming the Democrats for this latest variant, and that, you know, they want all the elections to be via mail, and this is their big diabolical scheme to go that route. And it's just more craziness. But something really alarmed me about this variant that's out there. They don't know a lot about it. I understand that at this point. But even the first one was a result of not getting enough people vaccinated fast enough. So here we are again with the boosters. I just read we should be somewhere between 100 and 125 million that have gotten their boosters. We're sitting at 37 million. We're never going to get out from under this unless we start doing what we got to do.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dick. And let me tell you something. My own suspicion, and I'm just going to voice it here, is we're going to need a booster every year. We have the equivalent of a booster for the flu. I just got a flu shot. The flu mutates. So every year you get a flu shot. Okay, that's cool. Nothing wrong with that. Cool. I hope that the media does not show needles going into arms. It's unnecessary and stupid, and it deters people. Hopefully somebody will invent a pill someday, so you take a pill once a year. We're not there yet. But I think that we'll be getting a booster every year. And I'm going to make another prediction. COVID, some measure of COVID is going to be with us throughout certainly my lifetime and maybe yours. Why do I say that? What do you think COVID-19 means? COVID-19. COVID-19 means the COVID that got prevalent and dangerous in 2019. There's a COVID-18. There's a COVID-17. There's a COVID-16. Every year, there's a COVID named after it. And up until 19, and it originated in Wuhan, China, it was sort of tolerable. It was maybe flu-like. The good news is that the research on the various COVIDs carries over to some extent. Not perfectly, but it carries over to some extent. So now the Omicron variant out of South Africa, Dr. Fauci had a great way of describing it. He says the business end, the spikes of the virus, the business end, if you look at it under a microscope, those furry little spikes come off it, have something like 39 thingamajigs. I'm not going to get into the biology of this, but 39 points of issue, whereas COVID-19 and COVID-20 had fewer. The good news, just salt this away, is it may very well be that the present boosters and the present vaccines do work against it. But until that is established or they tweak it, and if you need another booster, you need one, you got to be careful. What kills me is what happened with Chapman's Ice Cream in Canada is, how in God's name can you, even if you're an anti-vaxxer yourself because you're afraid of needles or whatever, can you object to people getting vaccinated? And Dick of Madison's point that only fewer than 40 million people gotten the booster, they're now available to basically everybody. They had only been available to senior citizens. Get out there, get a booster, and don't play Russian roulette on this thing. Yeah, it's not, you know, the plague from the Middle Ages. You won't have rotting chunks of flesh fall off you, but if you get it, you can be toast. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.